I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, I began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
There tonight, yes. In fact, ooh, nice kicking with the music there. That came in just on the.
Oh yeah,
on the Aug.
Comes in when it wants to.
It is currently show number 28 of the Sean Kennedy Show. It seems like it's so long since the last show. This has been one of those weeks. It's just been like an eternal week.
It takes forever.
It's like forever and ever and ever. Today is July
22nd. Yes.
I'm going to watch this 21st. Today's July 22nd.
Uh-oh.
Number 28. Welcome, one and all, to the Sean Kennedy Show. Before going any further, you must understand that you are free to distribute this show in any and all forms of broadcast to people you might think care. You can give it to Jehovah's Witnesses. Matter of fact, keep some by the door. When Jehovah's Witnesses show up, say, I've got some good news for you today. You say, so do I. Hand them a CD, slam the door. That's my favorite way to give out CDs. Especially if you do that with Tales from the After Now.
Oh,
that's a lot of fun. You want some good news? Here's your good news.
That'll get him going.
Pretty soon, your child, because he's too weak, is going to wind up, you know, stuffing your burnt body into a burn booth in order to get the base money for the chemicals. Thank you ever so much. Have a nice day. Thank you for calling. Make sure you get your whole head in front of the shotgun. Anyway, you have... Ooh, that was a good... You know, I don't know what that beginning was, but that was... Oh, that's right. That's Bomb Squad shotgun. Anyway.
Remix shotgun.
Yeah, remix shotgun. Free to distribute. You know, it's funny, actually. We're talking all now, and we didn't actually say a word for, like, I came in, hey, how's it going? You got any pizza?
Yeah, I got pizza.
That's it.
The name of the show. Show starts. Hey,
what?
Hey, how hilarious is that?
Well, you got to save it up.
That's true, because it is damn hot up here. It's like 20 degrees. Everyone in the middle states is like, 20
degrees, you suck!
And I'm like, well,
nothing.
It's Canada, dude.
It's like 28 today.
Yeah, but it's humid as hell. It's just
different up here.
It's not like Texas hot, where I went down there and I actually experienced Texas hot, so everyone's like, you need to go to Texas, asshole, you don't know.
Everything's bigger and hotter there.
Everything is bigger and hotter there. Like, they have, like sparrows and stuff live in a dryer vent while it's turned on just to get a break. Like, it's that bad. It's so bad down there, yeah. So, going through the RC tonight to see everybody who showed up when they went to the last minute. There's up to 57 this week.
Fashionably late.
Should be down to 57 this week. Yeah, that's true. For people who care. We have Quadex Way. We have Mr. Echo, Snake, African Love Turtle, and his mom, Mr. African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Bastard Guy, Wrecker One, Zeus, Shandiv, Chemical X Girl, Colonel Blair, Copper Top, Countersick, Kyo 23, Delamorte, Notion, Fabricari. Fabricari. Sounds like a Babylon 5 alien. Genesis, Griffin, Hybrid Theory, Id Fungus, Jodef Moore, K16. Not to be confused with M16. Kexler, Leshek, Lentium, Matrix. Should be Mabel Tricks. Mabel does tricks. House Tricks, Mabel. Mary Smoke and Neuralized Noisemaker. Organized Turmoil, Paladin, Portsover, Powder, Red Fox, Sapphire, Sexy Misconduct, Shadow 4. Shadow Four. I was all caught up on Sapphire.
You're like,
Sapphire. Shadow Four.
So shiny.
Shinobi Bitchio.
Shinobi Bitchio.
I know someone's gonna send me a phonetic email after this.
Sideslide,
Scavenger, Sulfonate, Daude Cheese, Technophile, The Bug, Templar Knight, Transistor, WS Ninja, Go Cubs, Zandad, Zootoy.
Yay, local sports team.
Pyro, gone till July 29th. My God, he just logged into the IRC and let everyone know he's gone until July 28th.
That's well, he does the IRC stats, which I'm going to talk about later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Laboratory Rat, Abadoobi, Duel, and Snake. So, everyone kind of jumping in the last thing. And Sexy Misconduct. Did I,
You said that.
Did I get over her? Yeah, she's... No, I'll never get over you. I'll never get over you, Sexy Misconduct. You are so sexy.
Oh, my God.
Of course she's taken, too.
That makes her sexier, doesn't it?
I think... Does it? Is it sexier to nail a chick that's already got a boyfriend?
It usually turns out that way.
Well, that's kind
like
of a...
you get taken,
well,
then
wait,
everyone
no,
wants
what do you
to.
Think? What do you think? Nailing a chick who's got a boyfriend.
It's the challenge.
Well, I don't know. Do you think it's sexier?
I don't know about sexier.
It's riskier. Depends on the boyfriend.
Really, it does.
Well, it's
the
like,
weight
you know,
ratio to you, the boyfriend.
You know, the weight ratio. Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know about having sex with another, you know, guy's girl. I don't really agree with that. Having sex with, like, some girl in, like, her parents' bed, that's cool.
Yeah, that'd work.
That'd be cool. That's like
at
all
any second, the parents could come home.
Yeah, that kind of could
keep the pants right by the bed.
You know, like change room sex and stuff. I've jumped out of a few windows in my day. I've had to get out of
done it too.
You know, it's you know.
Oh yeah.
Of course, we
have it's exciting.
That's what we do in Canada. We have sex and we jump out of windows. It's you know, it's like
maximum second story.
Yeah, max. Yeah, but depends on the boy. If the
or
dad,
if it's snow, depends
if
on
dad's like
snow
an SAS too. Guy or something with 37 confirmed. You know, it really doesn't matter because you know
you're dead.
Whatever. I mean, if you die on the way down, hey, at least it's a quicker checkout than when you'd have at the hands of dad. If you did want to happen to join us in the IRC sim, how do they get there?
Well, they can get their favorite IRC program. Sean's favorite is MIRC. He fully endorses it.
Oh.
Through the water. He can do ventriloquism. does not work. get MIRC or IRC and go to the other side servers and jump into the Rant Radio channel, or you can go through the webpage and click on chat and follow the instructions on the screen.
There we go.
There you go.
And if you missed that, download any one of our other shows and you'll hear it every single goddamn show. But if you want to get in touch with us, you can get us at info@rantradio.com or me personally at theman@rantradio.com. But make sure you send a carbon copy of that mail to info@rantradio.com so Sim gets it and he doesn't give me shit for
or
remail stuff.
Or ICQ 51558.
That means 515558.
Yes.
So, how's your week been?
What
did you do this weekend?
What I did this weekend, went to the Warped Tour.
Ooh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Show, and I got very strange sunburn along the top of my head.
That's very strange.
As you can see.
That is
you can
strange.
See finger marks where I almost made it to the top.
Oh!
Rubbing on the sun, yes. Sunblock.
Yeah, sunblock.
And some on my nose and on my shoulders and stuff like that. But
sunblock on my shoulders keeps me happy.
And it was awesome. We saw the band that does our little outro every Bad Religion.
Oh, really?
Woo!
Did you ask them to do an outro?
Yeah, just for us, and I've got it recorded.
No. Do you? Nice.
No.
We'll be playing that after the show tonight.
Just keep listening.
Yeah,
hours and hours.
It's the one they recorded the just for us. Cool.
What'd you do?
Me, this weekend. I did everything this weekend. This weekend, actually, I'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Which is related to this large black bag I have in front of me here.
Black Ops bag.
Yes, it is, in fact, a Black Ops bag.
Big Black Ops bag.
But first, before we go any further, let's get through the feedback, which I received a copious amount of this week, which is good. As I avoid the annoying children outside the window.
They're yelling.
You know, nobody understands you. Shut up. From Lich, here's a link I found on a book you thought you might be interested in, which is a Loom Panics book. Anyone who's ever been to Loom Panics, this one here, we're going to...
Loom Panics is cool.
Loom Panics is very cool.
They have lots of cubes.
You get to, because you don't have stupid XP office installed, you get to actually go to the website so I can see what the hell it is, because I don't remember.
There you go, everyone. Loom Panics. Go there. Buy books. They rock.
What was the
book? Usually I have books about anarchy and lockpicking and everything you're
anarchy
not supposed to know about. How to run a radio station.
Anarchistic lockpicking.
How to run a radio station.
How to lockpick.
This is the table of contents.
Oh, cool.
And look at that. Murder, death, and torture. Self-sufficiency.
Ooh, let's go to murder, death, and torture.
Okay. It's, I think I've seen one of these books. It's like how to kill people in like 46 different ways with your thumb.
We have Jim Mack, Crimes of Involving Poisons. Jim Mack is the Chinese art of death touch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, execution,
nice.
Curious punishments of bygone days. Good for fun for the whole family.
Do that one.
Baffling murder mysteries. I'm not done yet. Buried Alive.
Ooh.
But that sounds good. Buried Alive. And Muerte.
Muerte and the Deadliest Man.
Buried Alive.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. A terrifying history of our most primal fears. A whole book about people who are buried alive.
That's why they had those little bells on the... above the coffins. It's like,
oh yeah, so you can go
Saved by the bell. Saved by the bell. That's where that comes from.
Is it?
Yeah, they put the string down to the coffin, so, and they tied it to their little finger, so if they moved, it went ding-a-ling-a-ling. And that's the graveyard shift, too. That's where that came from, because people watched and sat in the graveyard listening for bells. Nice, huh? Nice.
Wow. Are you sure about that Saved by the Bell thing? I thought that was either A, an 80s sitcom, or B, something from boxing. Because if they're in the middle of a count and the guy goes ding-ding...
You're saved by this little bell that's tied to your finger, so you're not going to be buried alive.
Wow, that's really, like...
Morbid.
Well,
but they buried... I think it was, like, really high percentage of people that were just, like, comatose, but they were actually alive. Just really weak.
Why? What, is it running out of space or something, or what? Bury them!
No, really weak pulses.
Yeah, why'd they bury them, though? I just leave around.
They're dead.
Is he rotting? I'm not too sure.
Is it smelling yet?
Maybe that's what Maybe that's what the guy with the crematorium was doing. Maybe he was just... Maybe they're not dead. You know, maybe he had like some phobia. Maybe he burned someone who was alive and he heard him screaming in the oven.
And he liked it.
And he liked it. Well, no, he didn't like it. Otherwise, he'd keep burning.
Oh, okay.
But then he had a...
Oh, that's right. He was a crematorium.
Yeah, it was a crematorium.
He's all freaked out now.
And he's all freaked out and he's like, what if they're not dead? How are you doing, Marty? From Capone X, this is always great. I love this kind of stuff. When a hacker faces a life sentence in jail.
Because they deserve that.
Yes.
Don't they?
Don't. Yes, yes. We need to keep the streets safe. Let's go to that page, shall we?
TheEnquirer.net.
Which is, you know, that's got to be...
But this was a legitimate story. It's a bit more than that. U.S. hackers face life sentences for hacking leading to death. That's what it's for.
Oh, really?
Wait, I kill someone. I kill someone with a bus. I kill someone with my pizza. I kill someone with a computer.
Why
you still kill someone.
People with your pizza, Jane?
I don't know.
What'd you do with the pizza?
It is laced with poison. But it's like, it's you still killed someone, no matter how you killed them.
So if I kill them, does that count if I beat them to death with a keyboard, or do I have to, like, kill someone by crashing a plane into them, or, you know, getting an old Iridium satellite?
I like the keyboard thing. It's direct. Let's try it with a mouse. Oh, my God.
Strangled. Eat this mouse. Strangled with your own mouse. And I wonder if it was an optic mouse, what it would click on as it went down your stomach. My snake ate my mouse.
It looks alive.
My python crushed it. That's just messed up. Okay, well, thank you for that link. It's unfortunate that hackers are being sent to jail, just like everyone else. Yes, from Matt. Well, a while ago, you were mentioning the crazy UFO cult, the Raelians.
They're crazy.
Yeah, but they're kind of funny.
They're fun. They're a fun bunch.
They're fun crazy guys who hand out sex like it's going out of style, but you don't take it seriously. They're not crazy UFO cult like, say, the Scientologists. I got that guy.
Just booger thing going on. They just want to have some fun.
They do. And I was listening to CBC a while ago, and the program they did on cloning, because...
That's the one cool thing they're doing.
Well, I think so, except for the fact I'm not really into religious extremists doing cloning.
No.
Like, what if all the psycho Muslims went and... You know, Muslims are really starting to piss me off.
Yeah, what are they doing?
They're pissing me off. I mean, it's the 21st century. Don't you think it's about time to stop worshipping rocks?
What did a rock ever do to you?
Well, I mean, it's cool and all. It's a big rock and stuff. And Adam landed there and all that shit.
You apologize and pray to the east right now.
Well, no. I mean, what the fuck? You know, like... I'm not just down on Muslims, you know, I'm not just like, you know, I'm down on everybody who gets really, really worked up about, you know, giant dead guy on a stick. I suppose it makes more sense to pray to a rock than a giant dead guy. What is that in the background? It's Mohammed, and he's here to kick your ass.
He's speaking to us through our speakers.
Like, I don't know, man, now more than ever, with everything that's going on in the Middle East, I look around at all the shit that the wonderful joys, the happiness that religion is, has given us, and I'm just like, wow, you know, fuck, dude, like, just relax, okay?
Lift us by our dreads to heaven.
Yeah, lift us, you know.
If we smoke enough pot.
If we smoke enough pot, I'm going to seriously wrap myself in Egyptian cotton and blow my ass back to God. You know, like, what the fuck?
It's a direct route.
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit weird. Now, Bastard Guy, this is about on bittercouch.com. He's had an introduction with you. Now, you've probably got some stuff. That's probably
I got the links for that.
Okay, well, let's put that in. Let's take
this
a look.
This is the first comic, and there's a sequel to this one.
Well, let's look at them both, because I actually haven't seen either of them.
They're pretty way out there.
Bittercouch isn't like that.
Like, yeah.
Saga,
okay, the Saga.
Oh, I've seen this one.
Okay, you've seen this one? Okay.
Yes.
And I'm apparently
and a giant mecha shows up when he's
like, Sumerian. What plot? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, next comic where I'm actually in. Cheese Block, it's titled.
Somewhere in British Columbia.
Wow, this is actually really good art.
I like the colors. They're really vibrant.
Somewhere in British Columbia, we have arrived. Holy shit, where did these guys get money? Yeah, where do we get
this
money?
This is me, so I'll have to do my part.
Okay.
Asparagus cans. Dudes, all of this, including my wog mecha here, is made out of asparagus cans. Oops. We don't want the you-know-who's getting them, so we collect them.
Oh, that I see. He doesn't want to say Scientologist because he doesn't want his ass suit through the ground.
You do that.
Asparagus cans?
The fucking man awaits. Dudes.
Dudes.
Dudes. Dudes. Follow me.
Hey, Sumerian, that guy back there has a block of cheese for a head.
Pretend you don't see that.
I
see. I'm supposed to be like Keanu Reeves.
Oh, pretend you don't see that.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
here's the fucking man, Sean Kennedy.
Ooh, shadowy.
And I'm all shadowy and stuff.
Hint, I have blonde hair.
Makes James insane.
That's him. Damn it.
You know, after like...
People were like going nuts last episode.
But they're like, oh, he said his name. The dude's not Ruffles Stoskin, okay? He's not going to fucking vanish and fall through the floor. Just relax.
Turn around three times, say my name into a mirror.
Everybody knows our names.
We're not hiding that much.
That's like, we're the best kept secret next to Emmanuel Goldstein.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese Block!
Cheese Block. Yeah.
Cheese Block is really cool, I guess. Anyway.
I don't know what that's about.
Bitter Gush, very cool.
Kind of acidy?
Yeah.
Not acidine, but acidy.
What else you got on your little list there before?
Are you done yours or you want me to do mine?
Well, mine's all feedback. Is yours news or feedback?
A little bit of both?
Okay, what we'll do is we'll do mine and then we'll go back.
Okay.
Hybrid Theories sent me in this thing where he says, hey guys, I was playing Warcraft 3 again and I noticed something. There's a race you can be in the game called the Undead, and they're building units for the race they call Acolytes. I kept clicking on the guy to see if he had a funny comment to make. If you don't know Warcraft 2, they make funny little comments, like Orc, stop poking me line. So they implemented it again in Warcraft 3. After a while of poking him, he said, would you like to know the secret to internal happiness? Page 246. And my friend... I was confused as my friend Trellin told me the reason for it was that's most likely a play on Dianetics commercial, the damn Scientology religion, by bloated ass L. Ron Hubbard, which is true. Like, they used to have a commercial that would go,
well, I saw
was your problem start with the moon? Page 227.
Oh, really? So you have to get the book.
Yeah. So
what's on that page?
Yeah, that's an L. Ron Hubbard's faggot book. That's not faggot as in gay. You know all the bad things they said about gay people, which actually was interpreted by the term faggot? Rather than use that term for gay people, I just use all the negative terms and just take it away from gay people. Thereby, I'm actually fighting for gay rights by calling things faggot.
Yay, Sean.
Well, that's actually pretty good.
That almost worked.
That almost made sense.
Rewind that and listen to it 10 times and it'll work.
If Caponex tells me to stop saying faggot, I will. Anyway.
He's not here tonight, so he can't do it tonight.
You have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You missed your happiness. Sorry. And plus there's lag, so you know, he's fucked. So that's very cool. Good to see that. I like to see it when gamers have shit that they hack on Scientology for. Also from Hybrid Theory, check out this cool new mod for Half-Life. It's not out yet, but the stuff so far looks really good. What's the mod? It's the Fight Club mod for Half-Life.
Nice.
Here's the link. Boom.
Already up.
Look at that. We're very cool.
It's magical.
Yeah, somebody else sent me a thing on the Fight Club mod, which is very much shower material, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
Daude Cheese sent me a thing, and he says, anyway, I had a rather strange experience the other day. I was sitting around listening to What the Hell Archives and playing Quake.
I guess strange experiences listening to that, too.
Yeah. When my mom asked, are you listening to the Muppets? After I let out a guffaw heard around the world, exclaimed hardly, she said, no, seriously. It sounds like Kermit. I think she meant me, as in Sean K. I sound like Kermit. Big Bird, which was girl on the left, and Bert, probably Dak. The mere thought of you freaks having any resemblance to my childhood furry friends made me laugh uncontrollably.
Oh my god.
I resist that.
So funny.
Bunka 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 bunk. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on earth? Anyway, so
green everywhere. It's the whole
green everywhere.
Yeah. You're looking at the hits.
You're looking at the heads, aren't you? You know, sometimes it goes a bit far, I know. That's what we need. We need Apocalypse Now with the Muppets.
Oh, you know. God, that would be amazing.
Wouldn't that just be huge, you know?
Oh.
Saigon. Shit, I'm still in Saigon. Tell me that wouldn't just be the bomb.
Who would play Colonel Kurtz?
We've got, oh, Beaker.
We got this radio transmission.
Or Professor Bunsen could do
Yes.
He's got a ball tip.
My dream is having Cher crawl along the edge of a straight razor. Very, very cool.
Cher.
I'm sure that we'll get a movie poster for Apocalypse Now with the Muppets.
Sure
very soon.
Well.
Shodath Moore. Hi, guys. I'm back from HQ Teacher and learned a lot. It took a lot of pictures. When we get good panels, there were a lot of good panels, but one that really stuck in my mind were the lockpicking and access control devices panels.
I bet.
Okay, well, P&E is really hacking. The lockpicking panels about picking bypassing almost a dozen different types of locks, one of which is said to be unpickable, which of course means it's pickable. But once the host of the panel picked it, the company had to change what their website said about the lock. He also showed us tools, cutaway locks, you can see how the pins move, how to pick and bypass each of the locks. The access control devices panel was about key badges and how they're set up and how they can be defeated. Anyway, Tim said that lock picking has been up there for a topic for the show.
Really? I did not say that.
Really? Sim picks the topic. He's Joe, doesn't
No, I don't.
I understand.
I said, ask Sean.
There will never, ever be a show on lockpicking, you fiend.
No, we might.
Yeah, a whole show. We're 5 right. hours long.
We might.
Picking.
We might. It's hard because it's radio. I think that what I've learned, the Earls I got and the pictures we could probably put on lockpicking. Once I get everything developed, I will put it on my website, which I do not have a copy of because he did not give me his website.
He sent me the website, but it doesn't work. But when it works, it'll be here.
Your website is broken.
There you go. You'll be there for whenever. I don't know.
From upcoming. I have a friend.
Joda says it's almost up.
I have a friend.
Good for him.
And who's a girl.
Oh, my God.
And since I live in Idaho, that's rare. No, sorry. I have a friend who's a girl. This is an advice thing I had sent me.
Okay.
I have a friend who's a girl, and since I live in Idaho, I live with a lot of Mormon religion. Not moron, more Mormon. And I'm not just picking on them. No, go ahead, pick on them. They're a bunch of fucks. But anyway... Yeah,
I'm just won't be listening
all
to this
the
show.
M religions tonight suck. Muslims, Mormons, Mennonites, Muppets. Muppets
should be your religion, eh?
I think so.
Makes
you could probably to, make something.
Makes more sense to prank to a rock. I mean, at least they had Alice Cooper on the Muppets. But anyway, she's headed for Idaho College, and I take her out to dinner. Before she even leaves, she tells me the worst thing she ever could tell me, which was, I'm going to college to find a husband. Let me repeat that. I'm going to college to find a husband.
Nice.
I'm not going there to learn. I'm not going there to further myself. I'm not going there to better myself. I'm going there
to find a husband.
To find a husband.
Because there's husbands at college.
Because that's where they take husband
101.
They take husband
prices. Very good.
Yeah. She's even told her other friends about her plans to get married and have kids. Now, she and I aren't dating or anything.
Oh, but you want to, don't you?
Yes, you do, because you took her out to dinner, and now she's going away, and your hopes are lost.
You're like, I want
first
that money back.
First and foremost, dude, it's stalker talk. Just leave it. Let her go. Okay, she's a complete whack job. Go find yourself a nice goth chick. Now, she and I aren't dating or anything, but I seem to find this more and more common with people, especially around the Mormon religion. Why? I'll get into that. Why is it important to get married so quickly? That's a totally different thing, but that's not related to the Mormon religion. Is it like they're going to be a shortage of spouses that I'm not aware of? It's like they're all married and just they can have sex. Because, you know, it's all evil to masturbate and have sex before you get married. They don't want to get married so they can relieve some tension. Does this seem dumb to anyone else?
Well, I know. It seems perfectly logical to me.
I would wonder why the divorce rate was so high right now, because some people, it seems, life is a contest. I heard people whining about how much of a loser they are because they're 25 and not married. Good, jeez. They say that there's something to affect you. Well, how old are you, Sam?
28.
And are you married?
No. Girls suck.
That's right. Sam's retired.
Jesus. I've done mine.
That's over. That's it. And he goes on here. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, would you please talk about this and just do like a little bit of rant? Okay, on to your questions. First of all, what the fuck's wrong with Mormons? Okay, essentially, here's the deal with Mormons. They don't like being called Mormons. You know why? Because in the Bible it says that there's going to be a bunch of religious people who follow Cash. And the demon who is in charge of Cash, his name is Mormu. And it says, yeah, they worship Cash. That's what Mormu is. He's the demon of money or something.
Oh, okay.
And the people who follow him will be called Mormons. There's actually a passage in the Bible about that. I don't know where it is. I'm sorry. I don't generally go to fuck with Mormons. But in the Book of Mormon, okay, here's Sean's synopsis of the first, I don't know, 50 pages of the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon is based upon this other book of the Bible, which wasn't in the original Bible because I guess they missed it, which is the North American version, where it states that that version of the Bible was actually written on these big brass tablets. Now, brass tablets, think of a brass tablet. We'll be nice. We'll say the brass tablet. Now, they actually give the dimensions here. And I know, think about an 8.5 by 11 brass tablet. Now, that's a pretty small brass tablet.
Yeah.
Let's say an 8.5 by 11 brass tablet, that's about the thickness of a floppy disk. Everyone look at your floppy disk.
Okay. So there's like 42 of these things, okay, or some god-awful number of these brass tablets.
That's
so
a lot.
Stack 42 floppy disks up, and that's a solid brick of brass.
Yeah.
Brick of brass.
Brick of brass.
Solid brick of brass.
Some store saw that.
So anyway, some dude was going along, and he was in a bazaar and saw this big brass tablet collection that this merchant was selling. And he said, hey, I need to buy that. And the merchant said, you got any money? He said, no. And he said, fuck off. So he came back like five times. I want to buy that. Give it to me. He said, well, you don't want to buy it. If you want to buy it, you want to give me money. You got no money? Fuck off. So he kept on going back, kept on going back, kept on going back, harping, whining, bitching, much like an RC client, and he still didn't get the brass tablet. So he waited until the merchant was drunk, snuck into his house, and was going to take him, but then suddenly a voice told him to kill the merchant and cut his head off. It was God.
Oh, yeah.
God told him to murder this guy in his sleep and rob him, because God's up on that kind of stuff. You know,
I ignore God when he tells me to do that stuff.
You know, and then right after that, I kind of threw the whole book out the fucking window. They go on to talk about why black people are evil because God turned them black as a punishment for them being evil.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, they sinned against God, so God made them all black, so we know that they're sinners. Yeah, that's in the Mormon religion. Don't blame me. People get all mad. Sean, you're fucking...
Because lightning happens because God's angry.
That's right. You know,
and he cries when it rains.
And I'm looking out the window right now and waiting for the big bolt to hit me. You know what's not going to... It's not going to happen because I'm sure that God hates Mormons too. So it's like Mormons don't piss me off because they generally don't destroy people's lives as brutally as Scientology does. All religion destroys lives, but like any God... Now, I'm not talking about like the nice, peaceful Christians or the Taoists. So shit like that. That's fine, provided, you know, you're not out there blowing people up and taking over the world and trying to, you know, wait for the rapture to come so that, you know, we're all in Jurassic Park here waiting for our Velociraptors. I mean, that's just not cool, okay? Now, on to the marriage thing. This is because they want to beat us by breeding. This is what a democratic concept is. They want to get together, fuck lots, have lots of kids, and then repeat the process. Quantity, not quality. We'll crank out 50 kids, not spare the rod, beat the living rat, fuck at them, and create a whole generation of people that hate us. But they'll be good Christians. And if we lose a few along the way, acceptable losses. This is how... I was really primal. I mean, it's worked in Scotland. Show up, rape all the chicks, they get the kids, rock. We're half Scottish. They can't hate us. We're half Scottish. Fuck you. That's how it works. And, yeah, okay, first of all, when you're dealing with any kind of organized religion, when they tell you how and when you can fuck, that's number one. I'm not a religious bigot. I'm not manipulated. Does your religion tell you how and when you can fuck? Well, I want to wait till I'm married. Why? Because God told me to. If your religion
ding,
tells
ding,
you...
Ding, ding,
if your religion tells you how and when you fuck... Okay, that's not cool. Okay, that's one of those little personal choices that I don't want to relinquish.
No, no.
How and when you fuck. Okay, you already got enough stuff telling you how when you fuck, namely the chick, because the chick knows how and when you're going to fuck. You're like,
you
got, I've got some say to it too. No, you don't.
Dude, you would fuck, telling you to keep it in your
mind. You would fuck in the mall, on the bench, while you're anywhere she wants to fuck, you'll fuck. I mean, don't even give me that. Okay, but if your religion...
You wouldn't even say, here?
Yeah, you just do it.
You'd be like, oh, all right, you know, I didn't do it, baby.
You know. And if not, then she just calls you, you know, a square, and you feel all bad, and then you wind up doing it and feeling bad, and then eventually you get turned on and do it all the time, and it's like a scene from 8 Millimeter. But, seriously, if your religion tells you how and when you fuck, you've got a problem. Okay? It's just not entirely cool. The Mormons on any of those, you know, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, where any religion that's got enough money to put out really feel-good, holy-fuck commercials about parenthood, how you doing? Just fine. Spend the day with you. Drive along the countryside. They don't paint the forest. You really fucked me over, Tim. You really fucked me over. No, not cool. You know, Slim Shady's a Mormon. A lot of people don't know that.
What?
Yeah, Eminem's a Mormon.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm making that up, but it was a good one, though. I am sure that was a good one. Okay, Kyo23 did some server monk art. Did you get that?
Yeah, I did.
I forwarded over to you.
It's not up.
It's not
up. But he did it.
But he did it, and it's very cool.
Yeah,
and you can't have it. You suck.
No, it's really, really cool.
It is very, very cool.
You did see it, right?
Oh, of course I did. Yeah, I opened that. That's some fucking cool shit. It's got this guy sitting there, and he's all like this Tibetan monk dude. Incidentally, before we go, actually, we're going to go over this and then remind me. I got some stuff to talk about TFTA.
Okay.
But if let's go over what you got.
Okay. We now have IRC stats for those people who like to know who talks the most and who gets kicked out the most and all that. There's the stats.
And who's never there.
And who's never there.
I think I'm there the least.
I would think so. And it's off the main page of the Ram Radio, too. It's IRC stats. And it's posted there. Jodeath, no, but you did that one.
Which one?
And Jodeath Moore H2K2 thing.
Very cool.
And?
What?
No, that's old too, I think.
Bitter Couch?
Bitter Couch.
The Bitter Couch thing, yeah, we just did Girl and News Network.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's later.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Templar Knight. And
what about the Skull Crew thing?
Skull Crew thing.
Yeah, audio zine. Skull Crew.
Oh, yeah. Totally okay.
Our good friends at Skull Crew.
Also,
part and parcel with AngryShirts.com. If you want to go and get yourself a shirt.
Network.
I'm going to do a commercial. I'm going to do a commercial right now for Angry Shirts.
Okay, here, wait. I'll turn on the music so they can, like, do it.
Okay. How am I going to... I need to think of a commercial. I got to think this up. Should it be a TV commercial or radio commercial?
Well, it has to be... Well, you're not there, so it won't be TV. Will
well, I could just describe. I could like screenplay. You know, this radio commercial.
T-shirts rocks or
yeah. Actually, it'll be a TV commercial. It'll be a little old lady.
Okay.
Sitting at a bus stop, and yeah, she'll just be sitting there. She'll have a shawl on.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, she'll have a shawl and all her rest of her clothes too, and a walker and everything. And then it'll be like sitting. There'll be birds and shit, and this. A group of, like, these skinhead punk-looking guys come running up to her, and they start screaming at her. And they start going, oi! 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 Right? And then they they rip off her shawl and stuff a angry shirt on her saying, I'm old, don't fuck with her, and go, oi! 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 And that's all they're saying is, oi! 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 And then they run away. Oi! Oi! Oi!
They got the shit kickers on.
No, and wait, and wait. And then the little lady sits there for a minute, looks around confused. And then she goes, oi, 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 and she runs off across the street at AngryShirts.com. And that's the whole idea. So
I
it's like
it.
The whole, yeah, I just thought that up right now. That's actually pretty good.
Do that. There you go.
Oh, I had pizza stuck to the mic. There we go. We're better now.
Okay. We're all better.
Yeah. Cool. So that's my AngryShirts.com commercial.
And Skull Crew, go there. They have an audio zine that gets put out every month.
Whee!
And this month, you get a bonus. Sean's on it.
Really?
They must have
clipped a bunch of stuff together.
No, I just true. I did a thing
for them. I do think we're on the zine. I said, sure.
Say some shit.
So
anything.
I talked about Skull Crew, which is the closest thing to what I wanted to follow cult, but you know, because they just said, oh fuck this, everyone else is retired. We're just gonna do our own thing. Wow, look at that. Someone with a brain.
All right. So that's that.
That's all you had?
No, and I have more. Templar Knight and Smokehouse will be driving from Missouri and Illinois to BC, Canada.
Oh my God, does that ever sound like a weird movie?
Sim and Sean for the first time.
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
And pick up anybody along the way that is willing to drive for a bit.
Oh my God.
They'll be leaving August 9th.
You can't stay at my house. I don't have room for you.
And staying for 5 days.
Oh, when are they leaving?
August 9th.
Oh, that's a shame, because I'm going to be out of town.
I'll be gone.
I won't be here. Hey,
Sorry, you know what?
You know what? That'll be cool, because we might have some fun with that.
Smokey says we can push him downstairs and film it.
In his wheelchair. Yeah, we'll do,
if
like,
there's a landing
the point. First meeting of Shanky and Smokehouse, and he'll, like, be chasing after me and shit, and I'll be, like, trying to run away and stuff, and he'll be like, come here, Sean. We are the masters of ours.
So email Templar Knight right there if you want to.
That's like
drive.
That's really disconcerting. You drive all the way up here for
that's
that.
That's a long way.
Oh my God, that's just too much.
Fear and loathing in British Columbia.
Fear and loathing.
And Templar Knight's bringing his brother too. And I've heard that his brother's three times Templar Knight's size.
This is just like,
that's crazy.
Wow, I'm going to have a great dream tonight. That'll be just awesome. What's the next thing?
Smokey's coming because he didn't like the diaper comments about him last week. And he's coming to kick your ass, Sean.
Is he?
Yes.
I'm now definitely not going to be here.
Porn on Beta is having a free show.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's
August
pretty cool.
August 4th.
Where's that at?
As part of a festival, North Vancouver.
Oh, cool.
Part of an 11-day festival, arts...
Really?
Folk festival.
Very well, good. Shit, those are very cool. Free concerts are very, very rock. A lot of people go, it's free, so it can't be very good. No, not so. Porn on Beta is very, very good. I will be at that show as well, so if you want to come down there and hang out with me and shit...
It's free, and there's going to be...
We'll sit here, and we'll all heckle. We'll heckle Porn on Beta.
You suck!
Actually, no, we won't say you suck. We'll go the other way. We'll be like, I want you!
I want your babies! I want your babies anyway!
I
want
to suck your cock! Especially if you're a big, burly biker guy. We'll get large, burly biker guys to be like jumping up and down going, I'm going to fuck the lead singer! You know, and then he'll be like, ah!
So details are on the Pornhub Beta page or on the IRC, pornhubbeta.com.
Sorry. that band, Erasure, don't see him gay. Don't see him live. Don't get me wrong, Capone X, I'm sorry, dude.
Very tight spandex.
Okay, you know what? There's two kinds of gay people. Okay, there's the, hi, I'm gay. You know, and then there's three kinds of gay people. There's the, and you know who I'm talking about here. There's the normal, hey, what's going on, blah, 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 blah. Oh, that's, I'm gay. Really? You know.
Yeah, like guys.
You're straight acting, straight looking, straight gay guy. Then you have the, hi there, I'm gay. And they're like, usually got a mustache, and they're really ripped, and they're like, you know, they go to the gay pride rallies, and they're all buff. And they,
in the chaps.
And the chaps.
Get all dressed up.
And they're like, you know, they got sailor suits and stuff. Yeah. Okay, that's that. And then you have the super duper Eurasian gay guys.
Big gay owl.
Big gay owl guys. And flaming gay guys. I prefer the flaming gay guys.
They're the best.
The really, really, the really, really flaming gay guys. Those guys... The more effeminate, the better. I mean, drag queens are the best. Queer drag queens are, like, the best thing ever. They're so much fun. They're so much fun. And they drink. Oh, my God, can these people drink? Holy shit. The more flaming they act, the better the alcoholic they will be. I mean, this is just the way it is.
It's
stellar. Oh, they're amazing. And, my God, they can dance. But anyway, what else you got there?
I got this. One day I was looking through the Shoutcast listings, and lo and behold, Ram Radio is being rebroadcasted again by somebody else.
Good God.
This time it wasn't Germans, it was Japanese. And I'm like, what the hell? Why again? Anyway, so I
what do you mean, why again? So they're broadcasting us?
No, like...
You're great. Well, everyone, rebroadcast us. Don't
do
that.
No.
This is bad.
Because if they're, like, broadcasting on a cable modem and it's cutting out and people are thinking, this is Rant Radio, what a shitty connection they have, and they go away. Not good.
Really? You think so? Yeah. Personally.
No.
You don't think
so? It keeps cutting out. I worked long and hard to get these really, really good mirrors. And I don't want somebody rebroadcasting on a very shitty cable modem that cuts out on people.
Okay, but we really can't stop them, can we?
Yes, I can.
How?
Block their IPs. It's very easy to stop them.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want people... Like, it cuts out.
Okay, so what's this letter?
Yeah, I sent to him, it's like, well, you're rebroadcasting, and it's like, that's cool, you should ask me. If you got a good stream, great, help us out. And he's like, it is inquiry that I receive and rebroadcasting your broadcasting. Ah, I am sorry to you. I did not confirm that press address of your broadcasting on the air through a mistake. There is experience that confirm I rebroadcast other people's my broadcasting, but did not distinguish strongly. I handle so because copyright does not exist. Even if became how, I think mind as his story deeply if you were surprised. Perhaps is an allogized that would not confirm mistake because kind of your songs is similar with my inclination. I think that would reply. I want to speak that is sorry again.
That's great.
I love them.
Wow. Well, I feel kind of bad, though. I feel like kind of a dick now because you cut this poor motherfucker off, you know? It's like, oh, I just wanted to rebroadcast, and we said no because his stream wasn't good. You cannot rebroadcast. That's our stream is shit. Come back with a better stream.
I don't know.
Come back later.
You can rebroadcast your stage.
You're a big bully.
No.
Okay, no.
These streams cost... Like,
no, it's
for
cool.
These people to broadcast them, it costs them thousands of dollars a month.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
Like, this is major,
hey,
major
that, thing. That's cool. That's a station thing. That's a station thing.
Yeah.
That's not a Shunkay thing.
I don't understand.
Well, no, it's probably what it is. I'm just like, well, whatever. I mean, generally, my response
is like, it's not like a download.
Oh, okay.
That it's slow, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Download,
so you're sure.
A stream. It has to be on, not like...
Oh, okay. Well, I can see how that...
And then it cuts out.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So what else you got going on there?
That is it.
That's it?
That is it for me.
Cool. What do we got for halftime music?
Yes, Sims voice cracks. Yes, shut the hell up.
Well, all you rebroadcasting...
Doesn't crack when I sing.
You're a stream Nazi. Stream Nazi! That's the
yes,
best.
I am a stream Nazi.
He's even got the blonde hair. Sim is a fucking audiophile.
Hi, Ohio.
Well, everyone who gives... I mean, Sim,
In defense of Sim,
it is his station. He can do what the fuck he pleases with him.
And the guy does work long and hard to make sure the sound quality is there. So it'd be kind of like if somebody showed up and you were paying
every extra waking moment I have goes into the station.
Yes. So
every extra waking moment?
Yeah, that I'm not eating.
Oh, I see.
Or in
so,
the shower.
I mean, it'd be kind of like if you were painting a big picture and some asshole showed up with really shitty quality paints and started
taking photographs and selling the photographs. And
or trying to add to your canvas. That would kind of piss you off, too. I mean,
this is authentic rant rate. Yeah, no, it's not.
No, that's not that's not how it works. So I can see how that would be there and stuff, but, you know, there it is. So what do we got in the way of...
Halftime music?
Halftime music.
Well, we have this very, 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 very cool band.
Oh.
They are gods, okay?
What's the name of the band?
They are... I changed.
What is the name of the band? Sam, what's the name of the
band? Emergency Broadcast Network.
Ah!
They do video and audio.
Oh, really?
Yes. The video is, like, amazingly cool, and I'm going to post that, and you check that out after.
Yes, after. Not before,
it's
after.
It's really hard to listen and watch and listen
and,
to
and
things
don't
at
stream
the same
it.
Time. Yeah. Because that's bad.
And don't stream it, because it's bad. Anyway.
But these guys take videos and audio clips from news broadcasts and do remixes. Video remixes.
Very, very cool.
And they are masters at it. They're
really?
Absolutely amazing.
Cool.
And so that, I have a song from them for halftime music.
Cool.
And,
we're going to do, a lot of people on the last Tales from the Afternow, which is before we go into the Afternow, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. Wow, response from Tales from the Afternow much. Wow, everyone's really eating this shit up. Like, everyone is just really, really, really loving Tales from the Afternow. It's very gratifying to me because it's very close to me. This is kind of my personal writing thing, and I really, really enjoy it. And I know Sim really enjoys being involved with an actual project that's not just like a bunch of ass clownery that we do every Monday.
Wow, a challenge that I can work hard on
and
reap the benefits. And
yeah, stuff like that. So, you know, all that good shit. And it's exciting for me because...
people are liking it.
Well, people are liking it. And it's a lot, like the whole thing is just a world I thought up, right? And there's a lot of work that goes into it. So it's cool. And the fact that people just dig it and they're rebroadcasting and they're copying it and they're giving it out to stuff like that. It's very, very cool. And the art that's coming in is very, very neat as well. I'm trying to get a server up, which I'm going to be putting up on actually a totally different server. And it'll be dedicated. It'll be where the actual website for Tales from the Afternow is going to wind up being hosted. And we'll be able to have like a bunch of stuff on there. And when that goes up, and when I get that site up, that I may actually move the entire Sean Kennedy website to there and may have to change the whole website around. Because I've decided that what I'm going to wind up doing, and this is kind of a cool thing, is I'm going to wind up putting up the Bloodstained Rabbit. And
uh-oh.
After I beat Smokey with a stick and make him edit it, after I edit Bloodstained Rabbit, and after I edit The Scabbed Wings of Abaddon, which is the book that nobody's read, which is, like, was my big running achievement. But they're both going to go up there, and they're going to be free to download. And what I want to do is the reason why I have to put it on another server, which will become apparent,
yes,
is because I want to make it totally free, and everybody just pays by donation. If you like the book and you want to do it, donate some cash with PayPal.
Because Sean put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, I put 2 years of my life into it. So if you don't like it, great. If you like it, great. But to be honest with you, it's like, how do I give out my stuff? How do we give out our shit and the stuff that we put a lot of work into and get money for it without sounding like a bunch of fucks?
Yes.
You know what I mean? So the only thing we can do is internet busk, where we throw it up there and say, hey,
put a hat out in front of us. And
you know, and if it works, great. If it doesn't work, well, I guess we're kind of forced to sell it. You know, whatever. But by that time, we'll see what's going on. I don't know. That's pretty much my thought.
Hexler liked Bloodstained Rabbit, he says.
What's that?
Hexler liked Bloodstained
Rabbit.
Yeah,
a lot of people have read it, and a lot of people liked it. You know, don't circulate it. It needs to be worked on. And there's actually a handwritten original copy, which I wrote from the time I was about 14 to the time I was 17, which is far more spicy.
Spicy version.
It's very spicy. It's very, very spicy.
When you're in the throes of
I was all proud of me, the last Tales from the Afternow, because the server prayer is something that I wrote, and I mixed it all by myself. All by myself. Everything in that was just me, which is why it doesn't sound that fantastic, because Sim didn't do it.
That was good.
It was cool, and I was all pleased with it. So this is my big moment. So is it
Is it going to be possible? And this is actually a question. It's not possible. It's cool. Is it possible we could make that available for folks to download somewhere?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I could do that.
Just make the... Oh, yeah. So, if you want to have, like, the server prayer, and this is the complete server prayer with all the music, start, ending, the whole nine yards, and I mixed it all together. I actually would like to talk to some DJs and find out what the copyright infringements are if I mix everything, like, five times or whatever, but... Don't tell them I did it, but I did it. And if you want to download and have it as your startup sound for when you turn on your computer, that'd be probably pretty cool or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that would work.
But anyway, we're going to play it, and so you can get a good copy of it and go from there, which is really kind of neat. So here we go.
Here's Emergency Broadcast Network and the server prayer.
Oh, power from the master of the life server. My flesh is weak, but my connection is eternal, and therefore I am God. I am a node of server, born of flesh and blood, but it has power to will. I have no use for pain or fear. My scripts are the focus of my will. My strength is my knowledge. My weapons are my skills. Information is the blood of my body. I am part of the greater network. I am host of the vast data of server. My flesh is weak, but my connection is eternal, and therefore I am God. I am a node of server, born of flesh and blood, and transcend the power to it. I have no use for pain or fear. My strengths are focus on my will. My strength is my knowledge. My weapons are my skills. Information is the blood of my body. I am part of the greater network. I am host of the vast data of server. My flesh is weak, but my connection is eternal, and therefore I am God.
We'll be back on the air. Excellent day. Now, who's saying that was copyrighted? Because I'm going to fucking smack them.
I said it was copyrighted.
No, it's not. A lot of people, the only thing that was copyrighted there, I don't even know if it's copyrighted, but that thing was from the Akira soundtrack. Yes, you were right, but I mixed it with some didgeridoo, and I mixed it with Goto Monks. Now, the Goto Monks, Smokey grabbed off somebody and goes, you got that from being on a Van Halen CD on one of the Van Halen songs. He had Goto Monks going, oh, you. That's not copyrighted, okay, because those Goto Monks have been doing that for 4,000 years. You can't
maybe
copyright that sound.
Goto Monks.
No, it's...
maybe it's somebody imitating the Monks. You'll have to ask Van Halen.
Fuck off. Yeah, that just pissed me off. Whatever. Fuck you. Oh, if no one likes it, okay, that's fine. Show's over. Anyway, so...
No, nobody liked it.
Nobody liked it. Okay. Yeah, people are posting it now. Where can I get a copy? You can download the show and you'll get it there. Ta-da! That's how it works. I think it's more of a mantra than a prayer.
Yeah, it is kind of a mantra.
Yeah. I guess it would be more of a mantra, yeah.
Well, depends. Where does, like, mantras are usually short and prayers are long, or...
No, a mantra, like mantra is just what you, is a meditation. Right. Which is actually...
mantra you say over and over again.
That's right, yeah. So, and I said it over and over and over
and over.
So that's very, very cool. So, and No Deal's got a point. Yeah, you can sample. I think there's a length of time you're allowed to sample shit from.
Yeah, it's fair use law.
Yeah, so the fair use law, that was like, that was like 4 seconds of that one little...
It's actually very, very short, yes.
Yeah, so fuck you.
And that's how I get away with all the movie quotes on the station.
People get away with it, they just beat me.
You know I play all those movie quotes on the station.
Oh, yes, of course.
And,
they're a lot of fun.
But they're very short, so
they can't do shit.
Uh-huh.
So that's fun. That was fun. Those of you who have copies of the actual Server Monk prayer, you can distribute it freely. And that way, I can't go to jail. Suddenly, I just got so tired. I just got so tired all at once. You know why it is? Cause it's
what happened?
Oh, I drove down to the fucking... where did I drive to today? Past Blaine.
Really?
Past Seattle is Tacoma.
You drove there today?
I drove to Tacoma today.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's like 8 hours like, of driving.
Yeah, well, four.
Three to Seattle.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's I drive with my hair on fire. I made it there. I made it to Tacoma in 3.5.
Okay, wow.
And it, so I've been driving for 6 hours. Yeah, I got back, dropped off my buddy, and then essentially came here directly after I ran home,
loads of
emailed the fucking show format, which luckily I had done.
Wow.
And then, yeah, so, and this is, again, leads us to the black bag.
Ah, okay.
which is...
black bag come across the border?
Yes, that black bag came across the border. Now Sim's getting very concerned about the contents of the black bag.
My God.
I can't help but notice, but this iced tea doesn't taste like powder. Like, normally your iced tea tastes
super strong, right?
Yeah, he makes...
Well, I made it last night for other people.
He makes iced tea that's just like, Jesus Christ. It's like
some water with your sugar.
There's a chemical state called super saturation, where you mix sugar or whatever it is soluble with water with the water until it cannot anymore, no more can be dissolved.
Yeah.
Okay.
It starts... Well, that starts going up. Yeah, yeah.
Whenever Sim makes like this shit, he always super saturates it. Like always. Like,
yeah,
if you
get
take
out a spoon,
take
right?
a mouthful, it's like, wow, I'm drinking powder. That's very, very strange.
But it's really tasty that way.
It's a little sweet.
Get you going.
Yeah. I guess so. From Blanca, this is some interesting news. Now, this is a website which I thought was cool. Which this probably should have been in. Should have probably been in the other section, but not only this is a syndicated armory. Now this is yet another people who make swords, because you know swords are related to our freedoms, because swords ruled the earth for the last few thousand years before anybody actually invented the gun. And as per Tales of the App, now I personally believe that swords are once again going to make a big comeback after all the guns disappear, because you know what, we're not going to stop killing people. So what's the next logical order of business?
Sticks and rocks.
You betcha. He said this thing where he says, not only do these guys make swords that are bloody expensive, you have to query them for a quote, they also make medieval armor made to measure. Oh yes, 6 foot steel knights in armor. We, the logs, wear lots of armor, and smash Scientologists are fucking claymores. Have an axe in the head, fuckers. Blanca from which was like kind of stretching to get that Scientology thing in there, but I'll take it.
That's right.
I'll take it. They make some very ugly, ugly looking weapons, like
wow.
Nasty, nasty, all hurt you weapons. Now, I am a big fan of anything cyberish. We all know that Sean's a big cyberish guy. Now, how sick is this? You're going to understand. There is a design company called Snow Crash.
Uh-huh.
Okay, after Neil Stephenson's Snow Crash. And they have made a workstation called the Net Surfer. Somebody, somewhere who loves me in the world, please buy this for me.
Oh, my God.
Please buy that. Hit the multiple pages, and you can actually...
wow.
You can actually see it. Yeah, I don't
That's
know how
the
much...
best one I've seen yet. That's
yeah.
Very cool.
hit the next picture. It's very cool. They give you, like, three... they give you, like, okay. Close-ups, and...
Super sweet.
Super sweet. So, I, like, want that. But I'm sure they want, like, just a disgusting amount of money. So, all of you Swedes who are looking at it, check out if you can steal one and mail it to me.
Wow, that's awesome.
If you email me, I'll give you my mailing address, and you can... They got some pretty groovy-looking shit that they have, and, you know, they got, like, lighting and all sorts of artistic kind of weird, geeky stuff. But what's that dip? No, go back. What's that?
Chip? Which one?
Chip. No, downtown. Beside the airbag.
The chip. That is a very weird chair that goes on the floor.
That looks like something you'd give birth in.
No kidding.
Something. So I wonder how much that costs. I mean,
there's no prices that I can see on here.
No, it sounds like a very, very. If you have to ask, it is too much money.
Too much for you.
Too much for you. You weirdo. You weirdo. I got these very cool laptops, man bag kind of things going on here. This shit looks way too expensive. You know, why does all these guys make... It's always like the really... What is up with that? Why is there that art people... Like,
you could buy the cloud for your house.
You could buy a cloud for your house because clouds are cool.
Wow.
You go inside of it?
That's really wacko. And you can carry it. That is like... Wow.
That's just bizarre. That's like Burning Man weird.
Yeah, I could see this at Burning Man. Wow. Destroyed in 2 days, but yeah.
Yeah, unless you made it out of, like, I don't know, iridium coated whatever, like Cloud by Oakley. That's about the only thing you could do, because it would be like, oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Sick, sick stuff. Neat company, though. Check it out. For those of us who want to steal stuff, you don't have to be excited to buy that. You can, like, steal a credit card and then use the credit card number to buy it and then just send it to me and I'll claim I have no idea where it comes from, but I'll keep it. From TK. TK, my buddy. TK, here you go. An alloy that casts like plastic, sharp as glass, and twice as strong as titanium. How's this for something to use for your for freedom weaponry? Anything, because, you know, a lot of people are going, Sean.
Liquid metal.
Right. Yes, liquid metal. The trick is what they do is they take molten metal and they inject it under pressure into a mold.
Okay.
And then it cools. Now, they were making golf heads out of it, but I guess they've kind of spanned out and are now using it for a variety of different things.
Apparently, it costs exactly the same.
Yeah, apparently. So it's very, very cool. But the only problem is you are subjected to any kind of heat, and it fucks yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not...
It melts like T2.
Yeah, it's not really... Not, which T3 is coming out?
Yes. With a chick Terminator.
Is it?
Yes.
I didn't know it was a chick Terminator.
Should I have told you that?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm sure I would have found out before then.
They've got a teaser with no info except
yeah,
for the fancy graphic.
I've seen the fancy graphic. Fancy graphic teaser. Fuck off. We're not answering the phone.
Bye-bye, phone. Sorry, phone. You phone later.
You phone later. Thank you for calling.
Leave a message, please.
Now, here's just something. People go, Sean, you know, why are you... I mean, you said this was supposed to be a freedom media. You're talking about, you know, net surfers, snow crash, workstations, and weapons so far. That's all you're talking about. And here's things to make weapons out of. Well, those of us who are not too sure. Now, in case you haven't been keeping score, I'm a bit of an apocalyptic type of person. I believe that trying to fight this eventual change is futile. I think the only thing you could do is prepare for it. Okay? Because eventually it will burn itself out, and it'll be up to us to sidestep and try to profit from it. That's about the only thing we can possibly do. Bleak, yes, but there it is. Now, how about this wonderful little piece of news where I think, well, fuck, Sean, you know, that's just way out of control. How about the U.S. planning to recruit one out of every 24 American citizens as spies?
Turn in your family and friends for fabulous prizes.
That's right, Charlie. All you need to do is just think and rat out your teachers, coworkers, your spouse, and the benefits just keep on rolling in.
Oh, yeah.
The link is in the RC right now if you think I'm on crack and you think this is something that...
You're making it up, Sean.
I'm making it all up. No. This should be absolutely monstrously huge. But no, we're going to have yet another Gestapo meeting. History repeats itself. It's definitely rhyming.
It's called tips.
Yeah, it's called tips.
That's so cute.
Now, think about this. My neighbor, every Monday night, he goes into my buddy's apartment, and I hear him yelling into these microphones, and they're talking to people over the internet. And I've heard
about
him say...
weapons.
Yeah, I heard him talk about weapons and stuff. I think he's a terrorist.
And anti-government things.
I know this kid in my school. He wears, like, black all the time, and he, like, puts on this makeup, and he watches Fight Club, like, every night, and listens to this crazy radio station with all these, like, hacker guys, and he listens to this really weird, like, apocalypse show on his Walkman during math class, and he gets all spaced out and stuff, and I think he might be a terrorist.
Who's that kid in the back of the room?
Is that knowledge papers on fire?
Terrorist Information and Prevention System. No. Phone in now.
I mean, actually, you know what? Kermit the Frog's got to do a cover of that. Who's that kid in the back of the room? Setting all the papers on fire. Anyway, yeah, that's just sick. That's just sick.
Oh,
Red Scare. Oh, is that not enough? How about this one here? How about the TCPA, the Trusted Computing Platform Alliance? Yeah. The TCPA is an initiative led by Intel and formed by Compaq, HP, IBM, Intel, and yes, you guessed it, Microsoft. Let's go over that list again. Intel, Compaq, HP, IBM, well, Compaq and HP are the same guys now, IBM, Intel, and yes, Microsoft. To give you an idea about what the TCPA is, remember the serial numbers embedded in the Pentium P3 processors and the uproar that caused?
Wakey, wakey. Time to wake up those things.
The serial number that thus your computer can be tracked and verified. However, the OEMs started to dissemble the serial numbers, reporting by default due to the customer demand, and that was the end of that. Well, the TCPA is a leaner, meaner monster machine. TrustedPC.org. There's the link. We'll post it in the IRC. This trusted computer platform checks the system at boot up time to verify all hardware and software and firmware are legit. And I'm buying by a legit, I mean non-hacked, non-cracked, manufacturer and alliance verification versions.
Sort of like what Microsoft does now with
XP. But this is like right from boot. This also includes combinations of devices or aware, and the resulting services code could include a signature of a combination MPEG G2 encoding of onboard and CD writer, for example. This signature can be verified by software, including remote software. That means that, for example, you may not be able to play a DVD if you have aforementioned combination of MPEG-2 board and CD writer.
You know, it's scary because you know those things I put up on my fridge from The Onion and stuff? Remember that one about anti-copying the CDs? And
oh, yeah. Yeah, background checks.
Oh, wait. Background checks for burning CDs. It all comes true.
Yeah. If you have a stream ripper running, you won't be able to start Real Player, et cetera, et cetera,
nice.
Et cetera.
That's why we use what we use, though. It's all MP3s.
So if you ever wanted to get into hacking and learn about cracking and all that kind of stuff, now would be the time. Okay?
Now is the time.
Now is the time. Now, little things, and this is, like, not only are they tracking your software, I mean, at work, you know, we're having to work harder and harder and harder and harder to get around this stuff. Like, how psycho is that? This is very, very sick stuff. Check it out, trustedpc.org. Very, very sick. Okay, weird stuff. More than that, let's, you know, now they got keyloggers at work, so, you know, you'd have to try to find something that a keylogger can't understand. How about an iKeyboard? A keyboard that is controlled by eye movements.
Does it shoot lasers in my eyes?
I hope so, because I think that looks really cool.
Let's see.
We can put it to load. Ooh. It's kind of big, but sort of neat. Anything eye-based is kind of cool.
Looks like a brass structure or something.
It's modern art.
It is modern art for my computer.
Very, very cool. Now, on a bit of a lighter note, that's cool. And on a bit of a lighter note, there's a time travel possible life extension at thetimetravelfund.com. Now, this is just kind of a...
This is really cool. Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Let's hit the site.
Give us your money now for benefits later.
Much like cryogenics, holy shit, if I didn't have to drink, like, I'm drinking, like, copious amounts of fluid here. Time Travel Fund, your ticket to the future. Morlocks aside, would you like to visit, even live in the years of the distant future in any way? And that's for the purpose of this site. How does it work? Current scientific theory states that, I mean, blah, 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 blah.
You give them money. They invest this money. They, when the time machine happens, and they invent it down the road, and they pull all their money out of it, oh, we have enough money to make a time machine, they come back in time and pull you forward.
What?
Yeah. Like, you give them $10, and they use 9 of it for, like, processing of your money and storing it, and $1 goes into their bank account. And over 100 years, 1,000 years, however long it takes to invent this time machine, this company will go, oh, time machine is invented now. Where's our list of people to bring back to the future? And they go back into the time that you donate the money. Or they, no, what they do is pull you out of your time just before you die, just the instant before you die, to not fuck with, like, time stream stuff. Because you're dead.
Right.
You're not going to affect anything anymore.
Right.
And they, like, replace your body with, like, a fake body.
Millennium much?
And and then they...
Movie! Millennium! Rent it! Much like this theory!
Then they put you in the future. And everyone's happy.
How much do you have to give them?
$10, I think.
Is it $10?
It's affordable for you!
Really?
I'm pretty sure it was $10. Yep, $10 US. Sean's thinking about it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Sean's like, that could work.
What a cool story.
Yeah.
Hello, Sean. We're from the Time Travel Fund. No fucking way. No fucking way. That
no
was
way.
No way. That's a pretty cool thing. Like,
I mean, it's a cool concept. Yeah.
That's worth $10.
Sean's like, I'm going to donate $10 and kill myself. You ready, guys? Here comes the future.
Yeah, that'd be quite the... of course, by doing that, then I'd prove it to be a fraud, and then I wind up fucking myself, wouldn't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because if...
They'd have to check your body and see if it's real. And
No. By proving them a fraud, if I die...
Yes.
Right? Then no one will give the money.
True.
Right? Which means that their site will fold, which means the time travel thing won't happen because they didn't get enough money. So
oh, my God, my brain's exploding.
Yeah, when you start messing around with time theory, it's just bad. You know, the only reason why I can even think that way is because of Doctor Who episodes... So, from ICQ number 1087949. Now, this is interesting. This is where the Church of Scientology attacks anti-Scientology activists by name on their website. Too bad for you, Sean. You, Sim, or none of your cult offshoots have made the list yet.
Damn.
Aww.
We're hoping so much.
So, that's kind of an interesting one. Who do they have there?
I'm trying to find the list.
Where's the hate group?
It's like I clicked on
hate groups.
They've got a couple there.
Who do they got?
Fecris, ADFI.
What's Fecris? Fecris sounds good.
European arm of American anti-religious hate group, 1994. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know, it's a lot of stuff.
It sounds like a lot of hate groups. Sounds good. If you're an enemy of Scientology, you're a friend of mine.
Go check that out.
So you can try there, and you can submit me to that website if you like and talk about how evil I am, and maybe I can get myself on their hate crime site. How about now when we look at things like that, where you have the Church of Scientology talking about how, you know, anyone who talks against their corporate structure is actually a religious hate crime, because really what's the difference? You know, and then you've got all the spies in the United States getting together, and people are so desperate to try to escape the plight of the times that they're willing to give $10 to a time travel ripoff. You know, where does it all end? You know, where's the morals and the ethics of the situation? No, ethics are no longer there, because you get paid to have ethics, and your ethics are what we say they are, because corporations now control your ethics as well. It was the link. It was no less than a scientific superstar that James Watson himself, co-founder of the U.S. Genomes Project, Nomal Discoverer of DNA, who imbued the anamorphous field of bioethics with a political and moral suasion it commands today. He did so in the time on her way by throwing money at it. In 1989, Watson stunned the scientific community and committed 3% of the Genome Project's $3 billion budget to ethics research.
$3 billion.
Yeah. So I'm going to give $3 billion to ethics research, which is a bribery fund.
3% of $3
billion. That's a hell of a lot of money. 3% of $3 billion. Will someone please, with a calculator, go buck wild and tell me what
$30 million.
Yeah, $30 million in bribe slush money.
Yeah, I think that's where it went.
Well, I'm an outspeaker. I'm an ethic moral majority type. Here's $10 million.
Stuff his mouth is money.
I'll shut the fuck up, man. Maybe if I made enough noise about the whole problem of calling someone stuff my mouth with money. More than likely, I think it'd be cheaper to just stuff a gun in my mouth and call it a fucking day. So that's a little bit sick when we have paid ethics. Paid ethics is kind of a scary, scary concept. And after all, when you know people who are corporations, how long before these computer Nazis who are telling you and can track everything that you install, you know, they go to the ethics people who are paid by Microsoft, say, yeah, that's okay. Everything's fine with that, and, you know, well, so if they're doing that, it must be wrong. And it winds up that the tipsters all know that it's wrong for you to have hacked or cracked files, and the tipsters report the tipsters to the neighbor's kid who's selling or jack CDs on his anti-logistical computer. Oh, my God, and who are they going to dispatch? They're going to dispatch the SWAT team, but it's a crazy child, and he's going to go crazy for the next attack. So, Darren, we have to be ready for that attack. We have to be ready for the next child Columbine, and the only way we can accomplish that is to use a new piece of software design which gives us a crazy style layout of all the high schools for SWAT teams to plan their logistic attacks out against high school students. You think I'm making it up? Here's the link.
When does the game come out?
Yeah. St. Louis University came up with a program that gives the SWAT team a first-person real 3D model.
So you go after kids? Go after the jocks?
No.
Holding up the high schools?
No. Oh. It's just a map of all the schools given to the cops so they can plan their assaults. So they can plan their assaults on schools when kids take over and go insane.
Ah, so you can't play them then?
No. I understand Postal 2 is coming out, though, which looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's almost getting to the point now where I'm considering. Sometimes I sit back and I can, I hear about shit like this and I want to throw up my arms and say, why do I bother? You know, why do I bother?
Overwhelming.
It is overwhelming, man. It's fucking devastating.
I know.
You know,
and it gets you down.
Well, it does. It's like,
you go, you try and fight and you put these news stories up. You know, you're not even scratching the surface of what's going on out there.
You know, and
it's brutal.
You know, when you have shit like that, and then you've got, you know, the gen joking that's going on, and people on the ethics fund, you want to talk about ethics, guys. You want to talk about ethics. How about what they're doing with these fucking mice, where they take these mice, and they mutate the mice so their fucking brains go twice the size of a normal mouse brain. Okay? And then they kill the mice before they can do any tests.
The poor mices.
But what do you think they're going to wind up doing with this tech? You know, they're going to test their own primates, and then they're going to start trying to build weapons out of it. They're going to try to Borg out things.
Mm-hmm.
Just run it ahead in your mind, okay?
if you can make a primate more intelligent, they'll be able to do all the things with primates that they've wanted to do since day one, but they just have had training issues with. Okay? It's fucked up, dude. Like, the whole thing is just evil. There's so much crap that's floating around that just makes me insane. Like, you look at that, and I feel like just going, oh my god. Oh my god, there's so much crap there. You know, and that gets into my recommended media for tonight, you know. There's a magazine called 21st Century Magazine, and this is an online magazine where they talk about a lot of trends. They got some cool art in that. My current screensaver I have at home is the picture from here. Very nice. Cool magazine.
I haven't heard of this.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking neat, actually. That picture there of that chick with the big mirror visor, that's on my desktop.
Tom Cruise is on there.
Yeah, it's not my fault. But yeah, that's my desktop currently. I think that's a very fucking cool picture. So I just said, oh, neat. I mean, shit like that, that's Fairy Tales from the Afternoon.
Oh,
I very much enjoy that. Kind of the mirror shade chick thing going on there. Kind of like the...
With the lip ring thing.
She's kind of got this Burka mirror shade, you know, thing going on. Very, very artistic. I think it's super cool. It's ancient past meets future. It's very, very
like nun robes on. It's like,
yeah, I think that's what the burka is. That's what burka is. One of them crazy ass outfits or whatever. It's like cyber burka. Hey, there's a good online name.
Cyber burka.
Cyber burka. What am I looking for?
The next story?
Yeah, which is my mess with the normal section, which brings me to what I've been doing. My mess with the normals, which you're looking at going, I don't have that on mess with the normals. It just said something. It's because I put it on while you were awake.
Oh.
Look at that. I woke up.
You got a sneaky.
And I will post this in the RC. Paste. There we go.
Boom.
AirsoftZone.com and RedWolfAirsoft.com. This brings us to this weekend. This weekend. What did I do? You know what, guys? I don't do anything for fun. No, I'm serious.
No?
I'm serious, Sam.
It's all work.
What do I do for fun?
I don't know.
I mean,
you drove down to Seattle.
I drove. No, wait
That's
for it.
Fun.
Wait for it.
Yeah.
I went and this kind of ties in with the show tonight. You know, I was sitting back and I was considering. Yeah, I'll get to this. No doubt, everyone's like, "Whoa, fuck!
What is that? What's going on?
What the fuck is Sean doing?" I was sitting back, you know, and a good buddy of mine is back in town, and we were sitting down, and he's a military guy. And he was saying, dude, you know, why don't you come on down with me and we'll go hit the electronic warfare squadron. So we head down to UW, and we're talking with those guys. And they're like, so who are you? And I'm like, I'm Sean, blah, blah, blah. What unit are you with? And I said, well, I was with 1RCHA for 3 years. They said, well, where are you living now? I said, well, I'm out Lang, you know. They say, oh, you know, we're opening an electronic warfare squadron out there. Really? You'd be a real in, you know. I mean, you'd be quick to get in. We wouldn't even have to send you to none of the camps or nothing. We'll just send you on the threes course, and we'll teach you how to be a lineman and terminate fiber and give you all the training you want.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
What is this place?
It's a signal squadron.
What do they do?
It's electronic comms. It's essentially what the radio operators used to be in the previous days, but now since the military is going all cyber, I was kind of considering going and signing up with them. Reserves.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
I was considering it.
Yeah.
And then they'd, you know, send me out into the world and give me all the fiber optic cable I could steal. Because stealing from the Army isn't a crime. It's a tradition. So, you know, all joking aside, it'd be kind of cool. And once upon a time, I was actually a very good soldier. But, I mean that in kind of a Delta Force kind of a way, not a U.S. Marine do as you're told kind of way. But anyway, we started talking. My buddy goes, yeah, we're going to an airsoft game this weekend. I said, airsoft? What's ding, that? Ding. And of course, I had some background in airsoft because I had the P90,
right,
which was my airsoft gun. And
everyone saw that on the video.
And I actually had to wind up selling that because the airsoft gun is too small. So I actually went out to a game, and everybody showed up. And I mean, Jesus Christ, these guys were kitted out. What a bunch of geardos, you know? And it was fun. It was like I was 16 again, and all these guys had kit and holsters, and they're all running around in combats and shooting each other with these guns and everything. And it was a lot of fun. And anyone who's ever played paintball has run into paintball attitude. And paintball attitude is like this total, my cock is directly related to my butt or sniper. I am great and amazing because I play paintball. I think the coolest guys versus the guys who play airsoft who think it's really cool to get shot, and they buy blood capsules in their mouth and spit it on their face and spin down and do like the best Hollywood death they you've do. Ever seen in your life. They do shit like that.
Wow.
They're like, oh, you know, it like enhances the experience for everyone. But I was just thinking, you know, they do military simulations. Unlike paintball, where they get in a field and they kill each other, they actually do hostage rescue in airsoft and protection and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking, shit, man, that'd be really cool to get into this. So what if you did this with the whole, you know, Scientology WOG thing? You know, like, oh, one of the guys is a WOG target. Like, you could run assassination missions, you know, stuff like that. It'd be a lot of like a lot of fun and stuff.
The guns are like infinitely more cooler.
The guns look like real guns.
They weigh like real guns.
And they weigh like real guns. You have to put a lot of work into them, but they go from there. So I have determined that I would like to play because I don't do anything for me. There's nothing I do for me. Everything I do is for everybody else. The show is for you guys.
Everything I do it for you.
But it's funny. So I think that airsoft, what is airsoft exactly? It's kind of like military replica weapons that shoot little plastic BBs. And paintball with BB guns. Not exactly.
No.
Yeah. Not,
sort of, but not really.
Not exactly.
They're plastic.
Correct.
BBs?
It's a little
check
bit
out the pages. You can see what the guns
yeah,
look
you'll
like.
Yeah, you'll check it out. You'll check it out. It doesn't hurt nearly as much as paintball does. But no. You go, well, it's paintball is not a military simulation. Paintball is paintball. This is a military simulation. So I'm going to go over some of the groovy stuff I bought down in the United States for my airsoft gear. I'm going to show it to you. I've never seen it because that's what's in the black bag.
It's been hiding it.
That's what I drove for 6 hours for. First, I went to this store, which we can put the website in. To
TacticalTailor.com. TacticalTailor.com. Somebody type that up, please. And it's a magazine with
everything. It's a catalog that has a bunch of stuff. Now, I went out to Tactical Tailor. These guys are in Washington. And I thought these guys were a bunch of fucks, actually. They were kind of dicks to me. Because I told them I drove for like 6 hours, come down to the store, and they wouldn't cut me a discount or nothing. And I was just like, wow, you guys suck, man. Considering it's fabric, you guys make it on site here, and you live just outside of Fort Lewis, so it's not like you're hurting for funds. So fuck you, okay? So I don't think I'll buy anything from them. But I did get one thing from them because I thought it was cool. But this wasn't made by them, but I bought it at their store, which is, of course, elbow pads.
Very essential.
Very essential elbow
pads.
You don't
pads. Get your elbows thrashed.
But these elbow and I got elbow and knee pads because God knows you need a good set of knee pads if you want to get ahead in the corporate world.
That's right.
Especially in the Army. You need the ones I got here were Alta knee pads, ALTA Industries knee pads. And these are very cool. And I got them for $25 American, which was about $50 million Canadian. And what makes the knee pads cool for when you're going to be doing airsoft is because if you have the ones that go completely around the back, like the rollerblading ones,
right.
Your knees sweat, and then they chaff, and then your legs fall off, and you're running around on little stubs.
You don't want that.
And you look like Smokehouse.
He's not listening this week.
You can
say anything
listening.
You want about him.
Oh, goody. This I don't have actually taken out, but this is a 3-point tactical sling.
Okay.
Which is actually on the cover of Soldier of Fortune magazine. So if you go look at the cover of Fortune Old Soldier of Fortune magazine, that's the sling.
It's for the gun?
It's for the gun. It's a sling for the gun. And now my crowning jewel, which I talked someone down for. Is my tactical assault vest.
Very nice.
Which was actually made by the London Bridge Trading Company, USA. Their phone number is 757-498-0207. And,
what's this?
That is a camelback.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like a water filtration system for your backpack. And this particular assault vest I got is a naval, I haven't actually found this, but this vest here is probably worth in the neighborhood of about $500 U.S., okay, and my buddy was in this really shitty little army surplus store, and they saw it in there.
Yeah,
and I talked her down to significantly less than half of that.
Wow.
Because she didn't know what it was. And so I went in there and I went, whoa, and I bought it. So
very nice.
Yeah, it's very very cool. So that's going to be my airsoft gear. So I'm really really proud of that.
So there's places around here you can play it, or there's going to be places. Around
there are
here.
Places around here you can play it.
Yeah.
We were out there on what day was it? Sunday.
Yep.
I dropped off Scotty because he said, oh, blah, 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 I want to go. And my buddy who's in town went. And
yep.
I said, yeah, okay, because I had to spend the day with my wife. So I dropped off Scotty, and then I spent the day with my wife. And then later that night, I catch up with Scotty, and he's like, that's the coolest thing ever! Oh my god, I'm getting a gun! Which is really odd for Scotty.
Scotty's
like a rabid vegetarian and totally not into that kind of stuff.
Pacifist.
Yeah, he's like a hardcore pacifist, you know, fairy type guy, you know, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna kill! You know, so I guess, you know, there's something kind of positive there, and it is kind of tactically for training, so it's very, very cool. You know,
they're fun to shoot.
Oh wow, Templar Knight. Yeah, Templar Knight's probably right in on this. He's like, oh,
oh, oh, yes.
Oh,
you clicked on Templar Knight.
Did I?
Rather than Link.
Damn it! Am I gonna be able to go there?
No.
Oh yeah.
Am I?
Sure.
Why not?
There they are.
The exact knee pads.
Oh, that's really scary.
That is.
No doubt, Templar Knight probably thinks that. Smokey!
Smokey!
No doubt, people are probably thinking, Sean, you're not going to get into airsoft. No, in fact, I am. I think it's very, very cool. So that's what I think everybody else should do. Because it's fun to run around and train to kill people. Because after all, that's what it's going to come down to. You know, so you may as well get your kit now.
Yeah, get prepared.
I don't really like doing a slow check of the day today.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Sorry.
Get some muscle and destroy
playing with the microphone. However, I do have a digital baptism. Now, this guy here, it's kind of funny because we were talking about the term, which I'm going to name him tonight. He is an MP3 artist. He's a DJ. And, of course, to come up with a DJ name is very, very difficult to do because you have to make sure that it's very, very cool. You can't use, like, you know, some stupid name. You have to give him, like, a very, very cool name. Oh, the professor's in the house. Hello, professor.
Hello.
I say. Here's his website, which is where you can get his music that he's made, which I thought was very, very cool. And trance music and rave music and all that style of music that he does is kind of reminiscent of... I asked my father, actually, one time. I said... my dad's crazy. I don't know if anyone's ever... I don't think I've ever talked about my dad on the air.
Not too much.
But he's actually... He's a genius. My dad is actually a bona fide genius. He knows...
All crazy people are!
Yeah, but he's batshit. And I asked him once when I was really young. I said, you know, Dad, why do people go to bars where the music is too loud, it's got a driving beat, it's dark, there's smoke everywhere, there's flashing lights to make you blind, you can't see anything, you can't hear anything, you can't talk to anyone. Why would somebody do that? And then they drink alcohol to numb all their senses. Why do people do that? And if you think about it, it's not really a, you know, it's kind of a good question.
Yeah.
And he didn't even bring it up, he just goes, because people will seek solitude any way they can find it.
And you think that's kind of opposite, right? Solitude.
No, not really, because our culture is such that we're not encouraged to find solitude. We're encouraged to constantly be distracted.
Yeah.
You know, no one ever gets solitude. So you're encouraged to seek solitude any way you can find it. And that's really kind of cool. So to go with that, Red Fox, I'm hereby naming DJ Mantra, M4NTR4. So Red Fox, I hereby decree you being DJ Mantra. And that's pretty much going to be it for the show tonight. I'm sorry if I seem a little bit less than super energetic, because what's all this here?
This is Jodeth Moore's page on the H2K experience that he had. So
wow.
So much, like, this is pretty well
Holy
done.
Shit.
Like,
he's got
all this stuff. He's got it signed, 2600 magazine by all
Bernie.
The people, Bernie S. And
Punisher T-shirt with a barcode.
Nice.
That's very cool. That's very cool.
Holy crap, he did a lot.
Holy crap, dude.
Unfortunately, he did get a picture of him and Jello together, and the lab lost it.
Lost the roll of film. We don't know where it is.
Nice, huh? So he didn't get that roll back.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there's Jello.
Wow, I think I'd go insane. Yeah, he's
in a crazy, crazy t-shirt.
Yeah, it looks like he's lost some weight, which is good. He's been pretty portly for a while there. He looks a bit like me, actually. Which is kind of scary. I wonder if I'll be like him when I'm that age.
High wavery voice.
Oh, it does. He kind of looks like me a little bit. It's kind of frightening. Especially in that show. It's
danger.
Special shouts out to AngryShirts.com. Special shouts out tonight to Jodeth Moore and his wonderful picture selection, which no doubt he was working absolutely through the roof. And special shouts to Professor and everyone else who turned in tonight. So very, very cool. Going through the IRC tonight for like the first time in a while. because I keep on missing the IRC. We've got 70 people in there right now.
That's pretty good.
Tonight in the IRC, as we sign off, we have Kimonex, Mr. Echo, Snake, African Love Turtle, Anti-Hippie, Bastard Guy, Breaker One, Burger Burger, Saruz, Shandiv, Chemical X Girl, Colonel Blair, Couple Top, Countersick, Coyote 23, Del Morte, DJ Mantra, Dr. Zodiac, Duel, Dubster, Enotion, Genesis Gone Crazy, Griffin, Heat Sink, Hybrid Theory, Joe Deathmore, K16, Katana, Kazuma, Kexler, Leshek, Lenthium, Mary Rebel, Version, No Deal, Neuralize 2, Noisemaker, Obkami, Organized Turmoil, Paladin, Port Surfer, Professor, Prune Squalor, Pyro, Ratfucker, Sapphire, Sexy Misconduct, Shadow First, Side Slice, Scavenger, Sulfonate, Sparky, Hey Sparky, Stream Nazi, Tower Day Cheese, Technophile, The Bug, Templar Knife, Transistor, Unnerd Vampire This Morning, WS Ninja, Zan Around, Pyro, but he's gone until July 29th, DJ Species, Lady Laboratory Rap, and Lady Wolf, not Laboratory Wolf and Lady Rat.
No.
And Marxist. Just joined.
Marxist.
Okay, so very, very cool. Thanks for coming in tonight. Thanks for hanging out, and I'm sorry that I'm so incredibly beat to rat shit, but 6 hours in the car and the sun is just not on for me.
That'll do it to you.
Oh, my God. I just about died at Burning Man, and everything has just been like so totally brutal.
And this is not a dry heat.
You got anything else? You got anything else for us tonight?
That's all I got to say.
That's all you got to say? Good, fuck them. Where you come from is gone, where you thought you were going to, weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. But always carry a gun. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, you're the